Europeans, enter a new Europe.
The podcast about inspiring projects.
All over Europe with Jana,
José,
Paula,
Roxana.
Hello and welcome to the new episode of podcast, European into a new Europe. Today, it's me, Roxana, and with me is Amanda from Stockholm University. And hi, yes, hello. And we will be talking about a very interesting project, Language Cafe. So, first question is, what it's about, the Language Cafe? And you can introduce yourself a bit for our listeners.
Yes, hi. So, I am Amanda Kahn. I am a project administrator at Språkstudion, which is the Language Learning Resource Center at Stockholm University in Sweden. So, as part of my work as a project administrator, I help organize the language cafes. And these language cafes are, I guess you could call them, an extracurricular activity where students and staff at Stockholm University and all of our partner universities around the world can come together for an hour or two every week and practice a language of their choosing. So both language learning and also some cultural exchange.
So interesting, especially the cultural exchange. I think so it's very important when we learn the languages, and it's very, very interesting for me. So how looks the typical meeting in Language Cafe? How it looks, and yes, please describe a little bit.
Yeah, so the typical Language Cafe meeting is an hour long. We organize sessions in a number of different languages. Right now we have, I think, 20 different languages on our schedule, which we're all really happy about. So each language is scheduled for one or two times a week for an hour-long session. And then our participants, along with our coordinators, so the coordinators are student volunteers, usually studying at Stockholm University or also at one of our partner universities, who are native level speakers of the language of the cafe. So each hour at the Language Cafe, the participants and one or more coordinators sit down together, either in one of our rooms at Stockholm University or online in Zoom, and they chat in more or less structured forms about whatever they'd like, with the only rule being that they should try to keep everything in the language of the Language Cafe. So no cheating in using English or Swedish or another common language, but everyone, both the coordinators and the participant, really tries to get good conversation going in the cafe language, the language that they want to learn.
Sounds very, very interesting, especially not using any English. I think so it could be very difficult for beginners, but after it's make big opportunity to speak each other. I think it's so important. So I would like to ask you, who exactly can participated in a language cafe? You said about students, but maybe you can say a bit about the school and university who are connected with you, and how it looks your how looks your work with another's organization.
Absolutely. So this is something that's changed fairly recently for us. When the pandemic hit in 2020, we had to close all of our language cafes on campus for a while. And before then, ever since 2012, when we started the language cafes, we had only been running activities on campus up until then. But then in 2020, we were suddenly forced to switch everything over to Zoom, as many others did. So during this time, of course, there were many challenges, but we also got the opportunity to invite students and staff from other universities, both in Europe and across the entire world, that, of course, since they aren't in Stockholm, they hadn't been able to participate previously. So now we collaborate with a fair few universities. Most of all, it's the CIVIS EU University Alliance, where we collaborate with 9 other European universities who are all welcome to both attend and become cafe coordinators, so student volunteers, at any of our cafes. But along with the Sivas universities, we also collaborate with Leipzig University in Germany, and also a couple of universities in Mexico and in Japan and South Korea. So we're very happy with the network we have right now.
So it's that bigger than Europe and bigger than, you know, our small European community, but it's abroad, and it's very interesting for me. And I just read on your website about the Japanese book and some on the Language Cafe. I just read some requests about Japanese book. So the next question, so for me very interesting, is which language that students could learn during the Language Cafe. You mentioned about 12, yes? I forgot the exact number, but the language of the schedules are very interesting, especially for me. Japanese was interesting, but I also noticed Polish, so for me it's also interesting who wants to learn Polish in Sweden.
Many people, actually, both in Sweden and also at other universities. And this is probably the most fun thing about having this kind of language cafe program, especially now that it goes beyond just Stockholm University and beyond just Sweden. Because it turns out that not only do we have a lot of exchange students at Stockholm University who are very happy to be native level language volunteers and to help other people learn their own usually native language, but we also have a bunch of excited student volunteers abroad who are coordinating on Zoom. Sometimes they're coordinating sessions entirely on Zoom, but recently we've started trying out hybrid cafe sessions as well, where we have a coordinator or some participants on Zoom and everyone else sitting in a room at Stockholm University. So that way we can start bringing people together to the extent that it's safe right now, but also still keep in touch with our friends abroad and make sure that even people who can't come to Stockholm University can still participate. And the most exciting part of that is that we get to keep so many languages in our schedule. So as I mentioned before, we have about 20 languages on the schedule right now. You mentioned Japanese. That's one of the most popular and has been for quite a few years now. It's so popular, in fact, that we've started needing a waiting list for the Japanese cafes. So some weeks the cafes are so popular that we just don't have room for everyone who's interested, which is, of course, very sad, but also incredible that people are that interested in participating and in learning this language and practicing this language together with native level speakers. But it's not just Japanese, of course. We have so many other languages, and not just Swedish or English, but everything from Hindi to Latvian to Hungarian to actually Latin, even. So there's quite a lot of interesting languages in the schedule.
I want to ask this question. It's my very personal question, because I learned a little bit Latin from one book from Finnish author. And I don't know, you use also this, I don't remember the name of this book, but it's like Familia Romana, and it's like pictures with, like, we read and we learn Latin, but I'm not sure you know the answer about this question. So, yeah, I would like also ask you about the, because you mentioned about the Japanese, Latvian, but do you also in your language cafe, for example, somebody can, students came could came to you and say, I want to learn a small language, almost forget, and I want to promote this language in language cafe. Do you support, like, person could ask you about this, this being coordinator in, like, this language, very small, maybe almost forgot for others?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a really good question. We don't have things like that happen very often, but sometimes we have, especially exchange students who come to Stockholm, who have a native language that doesn't have a lot of speakers or is maybe endangered, and they say that they want to participate in the language cafes as a coordinator and help teach other interested students their own native language. So while this unfortunately doesn't happen a lot, we're very excited whenever it happens and always welcome whatever language we have coordinators for, no matter what language it is. We're always excited to see more languages, and so are the students that come to the cafes.
Yes, okay. So maybe I will slowly coming to the end. So I would like to ask you where we can find information about your project, and also maybe the students from university you cooperate, maybe they want to also join to this language cafe. So how they can find the information, and maybe you have some social media or maybe website?
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned before, the language cafes are organized by the Language Learning Resource Center at Stockholm University, which is called Språkstudion, which is in Swedish, so it's a little bit hard to keep track of. But if you search for Språkstudion, Språkstudion, then you'll find both our website on Stockholm University's webpage, and you'll also find our social media accounts. We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, and we post regular updates about the language cafes. So that's the place to follow to sign up for the language cafes, and also to get information on when we add a new language to the schedule, for example.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll get inspired to start language cafes at your own university.
It's a good idea. I would like to ask you, could you say something about motivation to learn a new language? What's for you, maybe personally, or for the students in a language cafe, what's the travel during learning languages makes us more happy, maybe more, I don't know, maybe you have some thoughts about how to convince another people to learn new language.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that language learning goes hand in hand with cultural exchange. And especially for something like the language cafes, where all of the learning is conversational, you learn through speaking with other learners, and you learn through speaking with other native level language speakers. You not only learn and practice the language of your choice, but you also get to talk to people that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten to talk to, either from your own university or from another university halfway across the world or halfway across Europe. And you get to come to know all these lovely people and their cultures. And I think, honestly, that is the most exciting part of any kind of peer-to-peer or conversational language learning activity.
So beautiful. The last question we ask every our guest, because our podcast, the name of our podcast is Europeans into a New Europe. So what's meaning for you New Europe? Maybe what's think how should Europe looks in future, maybe shorter, maybe longer future? What do you think?
I think, and this is probably an obvious answer coming from me given the topic of this episode, but I really think that the most important thing for Europe moving into the future is languages. Taking care of our language diversity, making sure that all minority languages are given proper respect and proper care, making sure that signed languages and spoken languages are both equally treated well, that everyone is given the right to not only learn their own language, but also whichever other language they choose, and to really foster and care for the language diversity that's so important to us, both in Europe but also across the world as a whole.
Thank you so much for your last word. I agree with this words 100%, and I hope maybe you, our listeners, started own language cafe. We have a Zoom or another online possibility, but you said also student community or school community. We always can find the people who want to learn new languages and meet new friends. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much.